Registration is now open for our annual Walk My Dog Challenge. You can sign up for that. It's real simple. You walk your dog, you log your miles, you win free prizes. We're going to be talking with Heather Moore from Waggett Better Dog Training, a co-producer of the annual Walk My Dog Challenge, and we're going to teach you how you can earn prizes just for walking your dog. That's today on the Family Pet Podcast. Welcome into the Family Pet Podcast, the podcast for curious pet parents, where we believe the more you know about pet healthcare, the better pet parent you can be. I'm your host, Michael Shirley, joined on this very special day by brother and co-host, Stephen. Welcome in, brother.
Hello, Michael. I'm curious. You did not prep me. Why is this day so special?
Because this is an annual event, okay. An annual podcast episode. If you go back in the archives, you can find
two previous episodes just like this one.
Because we are here to talk today about the fifth annual Walk My Dog Challenge. I was going to do the clap, but the sound effects don't work. So
just like
it just. This one is quite welcome. So, Mike, for those who are not watching on
the YouTube stream. Michael's the only one in the podcast studio wearing his headset because we're all live.
So you don't know what that just sounded like.
No.
It was amazing. I wonder why nobody else laughed in here. Steven sounded like a big monster.
Probably wasn't funny.
But well, anyway. Maybe we should re-record the whole intro here. But it's I'm not going to because we're moving on along. If you have never heard about the Walk My Dog Challenge, that's what we're going to be talking about all day today. It is an annual event. It's our fifth one, and this is an event that started in 2020 as
in COVID.
During COVID, we had lockdown. This wild idea to we kind of copied another vet office actually that helped us with this, but as a way to get people out. People were, you know, we were all stuck inside and you were allowed to go outside if you were walking your dog. And so we thought, well, this will be it. People were walking their dogs. We wanted to create an event. It's called the Walk My Dog Challenge. It's our fifth year. And we at Family Pet Health promote this event. We produce it along with our friends from Waggett Better. And we have Heather Moore is back. Heather Moore is a dog trainer extraordinaire, entrepreneur as well, small business owner, owns Waggett Better Dog Training and Boutique. Heather, welcome back to talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, about the Family Pet Podcast. Welcome back to the Family Pet Podcast to talk about the Walk My Dog Challenge. So you, when I called and said, hey, we're going to do this again, you were like, absolutely.
That's right.
Why is this event so important to you?
I think it's a great opportunity for people to get out and practice walking their dogs. You know, you talk about it, and a lot of times, me included, in the winter, I don't get out as much with my dog. But now we've got some nice weather ahead of us, and it's a perfect opportunity to get in shape, get your dog in shape, get out there. If you need help with training, I'm here. We can make your walks enjoyable if they're not. So yeah.
Well, we're going to hold that thought. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. But I want to tell us, Stephen, can you tell people what is Walk My Dog? So we said it's an event, annual event, you walk your dog, but what is it really? Like, give us the scoop here.
Basically, it's just like it sounds. It is measuring, tracking the walking your dog every day. So every week, you will compile all the miles that you walked with your dog, and you will submit that online. And Haley here at Family Pet Health will compile all that data. And if you meet certain thresholds, you win certain prizes. Those thresholds are 15 miles for a poop bag, 25 miles for a squeaky ball, the world famous Family Pet Health squeaky ball.
Mm-hmm.
Those are something else. The 50 miles, you get a cool t-shirt. Heather's wearing last year's shirt. Again, if you're not watching on YouTube, you miss out. And then if you walk 75 miles, you get a certificate for one half or 50% off an annual exam here at Family Pet Health.
That's right. And so that's a good prize too.
So that's the actual, just the program in and of itself.
Walk your dog, log your miles.
Win prizes.
Walk your dog, log your miles, win the prizes.
And
how much does this cost?
Well, that's the cool thing. It is
free.
Oh, stop.
Say that again. How much is it?
It is free.
That's free, everybody.
It's free.
This is going to be our best episode yet.
Oh, my goodness. But yes, so there is no cost to those involved. And again, as Heather, as you said, I've kind of gotten out of it's cold, it's wintry, it's often nasty weather. So Maverick and I have not walked as much, but we've been ramping up. I was pleased at his annual exam that was earlier this week. He came in weighing just slightly less than he was last year. So he,
oh, good job.
Yeah. His winter weight, he probably shed most of his weight. It's shedding season.
I need to shed some weight. So I'm excited. We were just talking before the show went on. I can't fit into my Walk My Dog shirt from last year because it's too small. So I've got to lose some weight this year. So that's going to be my goal. So you can set this up as a family activity. We have prizes for adults. We also have a division for kids. So if your child has gotten a dog, maybe they got one for Christmas and they've done puppy basics, they've learned leash walking and manners, they're ready to get out. This is a fun time. We didn't talk about the dates. The dates for the Walk My Dog Challenge are April 29th through June 28th. So it's 9 total weeks. You can sign up now. Registration is now open. You go to
familypethealth.com/walkmydog.
That's right. So that's it. And then you just enter in your information. Yes, you will be in our database. Yes, we will send you emails. But Heather, tell them why that should make them excited versus thinking that they're going to get spam emails. What are they going to get throughout this challenge?
Lots of great information. And it's not tons of emails. It's once a week.
Once a week.
Yep. Once a week. So most people can handle that. But we will send training information if you need help training your dog to walk on leash. We will send information about dog health and everything you need to know about walking your dog.
We, in the past, have rotated each week. We do 1 week about medical, 1 week like a medical-related or medical-themed email for Walk My Dog, and then the next week was a training tip. Yeah. So what are some of the things that people need to be aware of before? Let's talk about training-wise. Before they start the Walk My Dog Challenge, what's a checklist of maybe equipment that they would need?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would start with, is make sure that you have the proper equipment so that your walks are safe and that you're not harming your dog. If your dog pulls on leash, there are different things that you can do that will help you as you train your dog not to pull, like you don't want a bunch of pressure on their neck. So mm-hmm. we want to get the pressure off their neck. Maybe there's a harness or a gentle leader that might be a good fit for your dog, so that they don't pull. And we can help you with that. If you come in to Wag It Better Boutique, all of our people are trained to help fit your dog properly with harnesses and gentle leaders. Or even if they just need a different collar, a martingale collar, they can slip out of their collar. We want to make sure that your dog can't get away from you and that it's not going to hurt them, that it is the proper walking equipment.
So you talk about harness. What about the leash? Do you have recommendations for
something
to avoid?
Very much so, yeah.
I have one. I don't know. We're all going to be like, you got to stay away from the retractable leash.
No flexi leash.
That's right.
Throw them in the garbage.
That's right.
Those can be very dangerous, yes. So I just like the regular 4-6-foot leash, whatever you're comfortable with.
Now, I think people maybe get to, well, but my dog likes to explore and 6 feet doesn't seem like that's enough. But I walk Maverick on a 6-foot leash. He's a 60-pound German Shepherd. He does just fine.
I would say it depends on where you're walking.
Right.
You know, if you're where I live out in the country, you could get a 20-foot lead. Okay. And your dog could have more freedom.
But if you're a sensory walk, a scent walk.
Right. But if you're walking down the greenway, you need to be able to control your dog. Your dog needs to know that you're at the end of the leash back there, that you exist. So I would definitely go with 4 or 6 feet, somewhere in between.
Yeah. If you're walking in your neighborhood, I wouldn't want a 20-foot leash because if the car comes along 20 feet,
that's right,
he's going to get hit.
Then you need a good recall too.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. So it depends on your location.
Mm-hmm. And the reason that we stay away from putting pressure on their neck is that you can actually cause injury to your pet by, you know, pulling on their leash. You can crush their trachea. You can do pull muscles.
Eyes
you can
too.
Hurt their eyes. You can affect their hearing even. And so that's why you'll hear us both say, use the right appropriate length of leash for where you are and have it attached to your secured to your dog in the way that's not going to cause injury to them. So very, very important. The reason that we hate retractable leashes. So there's a lot of reasons that we hate retractable leashes. They're great if it's raining and you don't want to get off the porch and they want to run down and pee and then come back on the porch, but they can wrap you up. They can cause you to fall. They can, allow your dog to enter another dog's space. And maybe your dog's friendly, but the other dog is scared of your dog, and it could lead to injuries, dog fights, and things like that. And then those retractable leashes get all tangled up.
It promotes pulling.
I was just about to say that. So,
which is not what we want.
That's right. Because there's the reason it is retractable is that there's always backward spring pressure on the leash, which is constantly pulling, giving back pressure to your dog's collar, which means that in order for them to move forward, they have to pull against it. And so when you switch it from a retractable leash to a regular leash, it can increase that pulling. So just stay away from them. I guess you all probably don't sell them at the boutique.
We do not. Yay. You will not find one of those there.
Well, here at the vet office, we ask people to leave those in the car and put them on a slip leash because, again, we don't want your dog to have free range of the hospital. Luckily, we don't have a waiting room, but you'll see that a lot at vet offices. So, all right, enough about retractable leashes. Don't use them, but have the right equipment. What about health, Stephen? Like, what if we have never done exercising with our dogs, should we?
Yeah, so a couple of things to think about. We talked about a puppy that you got at Christmas. One of the things you want to be aware of, and Dr. Nunnery has really walked me through when we were dealing with Winston, the puppy that we are fostering, is you couldn't run the puppy. You have to be gentle and keep in mind distance, that a young puppy doesn't need to walk 2 miles. So the young puppy may only need down to the stop sign and back kind of situation. It may be you have an overweight dog that this would be super healthy. I can lose some weight. My dog, this would be a way to lose some weight. But again, if they're overweight, they may be suffering from some joint issues and pain and discomfort. All of these factors that you think about, talk to your veterinarian, get their advice, and just say, hey, I'm doing this Walk My Dog program. We're going to be walking every day. What is the distance and how frequently should my dog, my dog, what is that distance? Here on the podcast, we can't answer that for any dog other than I can answer for Maverick. You might be able to answer for Charm, but I can't answer for somebody else.
And I will put this out there. If you've been looking for a reason to try out Family Pet Health, and you're a listener of our podcast, maybe you've moved to Murfreesboro recently, and you're thinking about this Walk My Dog Challenge sounds pretty fun, and you're not sure if your dog needs a little physical look over before, send me an email, michael@familypethealth.com, or click in the show notes, send us an email. I will give you a good coupon code. I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into this yet, but reach out to me. We will get your dog in here for a little wellness assessment before you start the Walk My Dog Challenge.
A pre-Walk My Dog.
Yeah, physical exam. Yeah, just like a sports physical.
And one of the things that we're also been focusing a lot about is senior pets. Mm-hmm. And one of the new products that we've been just really loving, and our clients have seen a lot of great results, is Librela, which is a joint anti-nerve growth factor monoclonal antibody.
Good job.
Yes. But it removes the pain and associated with arthritis. And so some of these senior dogs that have not been super active are suddenly,
I feel good,
more active than they're prepared for. So if your pet's on Librela and you're like, hey, this will be a great opportunity.
The Walk My Dog Challenge is better than just turning them loose in the backyard, actually. So
if you're doing controlled walks, but talk to your veterinarian, talk to your veterinarian.
We also have coming up, I believe it's April 12th. Better check my website, but we have a loose leash walking class. It's 4 weeks long. So if you want to get a head start so that you are ready, you can. Yeah.
So talk about up. What is loose? Easy for you leash. To say loose leash class. What does that mean?
The class focuses on walking on leash skills and manners. So, and that's it. And it'll be different locations. The first one is at our place to make sure that you do have the proper equipment and that you have control of your dog before we take you out in public. But then we meet the last three or different places around Murfreesboro.
Well, you should meet here at the Family Pet health a walk garage around the and walk around. No, it's a mile and a quarter.
If you go
to the end of the road and back,
all the way back is 0.75 miles.
0.75 miles.
Now, all the way to the back.
One thing that we will be doing as a part of this year's Walk My Dog Challenge that we have not done before is there's a new AKC title for Fit Dog. Are you familiar?
So, yes.
So we will do some sponsored meetups here at the office and go on a group walk together. What is every dog made for a group walk?
No.
So tell us, how would we assess whether we want to get our dog with other dogs and go on a walk together?
Yes. I think most of you probably know if you take your dog out in public, if your dog barks at other people or other dogs, if they're reactive or not. And sometimes it depends on the distance. Like your dog might be fine with another dog across the street, but not right next to them. So you just need to be aware of what your dog can handle. If you do have problems with reactivity, we can help you.
Well, imagine that.
Yes. So that you can eventually walk your dog with a neighbor or friend.
Are there any other signs besides my dog just barking at other dogs that would tell me that they're not enjoying a group walk?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're going to do a group walk, I would not let them think it's playtime. That's what I'd start with. Like going and just because that'll be a long walk for you. I would let them know, hey, we're walking. It's business. It's structured. And, you know, keep walking forward. Don't let them sniff and play the whole time or you're not going to get anywhere. So rules. Have some rules on your walks.
A question that I've got for people who are planning ahead. When dogs are on their walk and they encounter another dog, what's your advice on how to
best thing?
Proceed?
Yes, is loose leashes. Do not tighten your leash or pull back because that makes the dog worried. Mm-hmm. They need to be able to interact appropriately and meet and greet the way they will, which is not head on. Usually it's sniffing side to side. And
what about my leash getting tangled up with the other person's leash and dogs like to circle and sniff.
Right. If that happens, it's actually safer probably to drop your leashes and then pick it back up rather than pull tight. Because if you pull tight, that can make a dog react.
Do you think, going back to what you were just saying about that this is business, not playtime.
Yeah.
Do you think it's better just not to let them sniff and meet other dogs?
It totally depends on the dog.
Okay.
Because some dogs, they meet, they greet, and they got it over with, and then they're fine on the walk. Other dogs, that's all they're going to want to do the whole walk. So it depends on your dog's personality.
I ask this because on Monday, Maverick and I were on a walk, and we encountered coming the opposite direction on the sidewalk. And we're like, do I leave the sidewalk? And
the answer is no. Steven's dog is a bully.
They met. They visited and
with loose leashes.
Yeah, now I was ready. I was gripping my leash tightly, but it was loose to him.
Okay,
and then they were just like, "Okay, now they didn't want to leave that," and that was kind of I was like, "Hey, I'm ready to keep walking, and you want to keep sniffing." Let's go, dude. Come on.
It's your walk, your rules.
Ooh,
I missed that.
Yes.
I'll tell him that.
Charm, our miniature American Shepherd, doesn't like being stared at. And Steven's dog is very intense.
Yep, Maverick does, though. When he sees another dog, his initial reaction, he gets lasered on and then he crouches down.
Yeah, which is just all
which invites everybody, let's come up and see. And then he stands up or bounces up.
He does great. He did great at the puppy plunge. Like, he doesn't ever...
He loves
fight or anything, but
there were 500 squeaky balls.
That's right. That's true.
Yes, there were 500 squeaky balls. He didn't care what was.
Do you think is it a good idea to take a toy, like your dog's favorite toy, on walks as a distraction or a reward?
Yes.
Or how do we use it appropriately?
Yes, I would. I probably would take food over a toy, but if your dog's more toy motivated, then definitely take a toy. But it's harder to shove a ball or something in your pocket.
I've been squeaking the whole
easier to shove a few little dog treats in there. And like in your example, if he was really focused on the other dog and you pulled a treat out, you might be able to get him to walk along.
I pulled the squeaky ball. I'm shaking my head.
The ball.
But if I pulled the squeaky ball and then squeaked it, he would immediately.
His, whatever's going to motivate
that's his
them.
Recall.
Yeah. And you can then, let's go.
We go to the dog park. As long as I'm holding the ball, the other dog can be bouncing on Maverick.
Yeah, it won't matter.
It does not matter.
It's very true.
We did not talk about additional portions, additional prizes.
I was just about to do that. So I'm glad that's a good segue. Yes. So not only is this event a family pet health Wagget Better joint venture. You are the owner for Wagget Better. Dr. Shirley and I are the owners for Family Pet Health. These are two small businesses that, I mean, quite honestly, we were scared in 2020. Like, what are we going to do? And this was a way that we could interact and continue to stay connected with our customers when we weren't allowed to be with them face to face. And I remember, I laugh about it. It was our third year before we were able to have a party at the end of the event. Because in 2020, we're like, oh, it'll be over by October. We'll have by July, we'll have a party. And then we're like, okay, we'll do it in October. I'm like, okay, maybe we'll see each other next year. But and then the next year, I think it was it dog flu? Or did it rain? I don't remember. We didn't get to do it then. Anyway, at the end of the event, we're going to have a big party. And that's just Family Pet Health and Wagget Better. But we decided to reach out and work with other small local businesses to help them stay connected to clients as well.
Make it a community event.
Exactly. And some of our sponsors have been with us since that very first year. So we have 9 local family businesses that sponsor 1 week each, and they do there's a social media challenge. So each week, I'll just tell you, our first week's sponsor, they have been every year, is Evans Plant Farm, which is right down the road, down Manchester Highway.
Kicking it off in style every year.
Every year. And so during that first week, you take a picture of your dog stopping to smell the flowers, and then you post that to Instagram or Facebook, and you tag Wagget Better, Family Pet Health, and use hashtag walk my dog. And then at the end of the week, we run a report, and we do a random drawing. We will talk. So we assign everybody a number, and then we go to a little randomizer online, and it selects the name. So people ask how we selected that. So that's how it is. That's all you have to do. You post a picture of your dog for that week's challenge, and then you win a prize. So Evans Plant Farm always gives away plants. Imagine that, right? Another sponsor that's been with us, they're our second week sponsor. They've every year
as well.
And that's Simply Pure Sweets, one of my favorite restaurants on the Murfreesboro Square.
If you look at Michael, I have been visiting the
Simply Pure Sweets and getting their cinnamon rolls, which are amazing.
They're fantastic.
And just amazing. So you can get, they do 5 daily prizes Monday through Friday of Simply Pure Sweets famous cinnamon rolls. We also have Classy Cactus is a sponsor. Patricia Drock Photography, who their prize is a sitting pet portrait sitting.
It's an amazing.
That's a really good prize. My 4 Dogs, Justin Holder with Parks Realty. He usually does like a Home Depot or Lowe's gift card.
Gift basket. Yeah.
So he's a local realtor. Dog Friendly Rutherford. This is a new sponsor for this year.
Yes.
You want to talk about Dog Friendly Rutherford, what they are?
Dog Friendly Rutherford is on Facebook, and they are a wonderful source if you like getting out and socializing with your dog. They will always post dog-friendly events that are going on, restaurants to go to, and a couple times a year, they post a whole list of every store in Murfreesboro and restaurant that's dog-friendly.
So. Yeah, and honestly, the people at Dog Friendly Rutherford have been super great to both of our businesses as far as sharing things. We don't, you know, as long as they're bringing value to the people in that Facebook group, they've been really nice to share it. So we said, hey, let us help you get the word out about your Facebook group. So they're going to be an official sponsor this year. Garage Bar is on the square.
Also, Lifetime.
Legacy sponsor. And then another new business this year is Cedar Glade Brews, which is over on Ridgely Road behind Chewy's. It's a local brewery. Jonathan Harmon and his group over there have some. It is a dog-friendly.
I was going to say.
Outdoor patio seating.
Well, because they don't serve food, you can take your dogs inside the brewery as well, as long as your dog is well-behaved. So if your dog doesn't handle crowds, you need to go see Heather so she can help you. You have a reactive rover class,
we do.
Right?
So
you can sign up for Wagget Better's reactive rover class, and she will help you desensitize and reprogram your dog so that they will enjoy going out in public. So Cedar Glade Brews, a really fun place. That's where I watched the Lady Raiders basketball games this year. And really, really thankful that they've joined us. this year as a sponsor, and they're doing, I think it's five daily prizes of a flight of beer from all of their samples. So they, you know,
must be 21.
You must be 21.
That's true.
So even though this Walk My Dog program is open to children,
that's right. That is true. I did ask my wife, I said, this is okay, right? And so she goes, well, I mean, we'll have to figure out if, I'll tell you what, if a kid wins the social media prize that week, we'll give the gift to their parent, but we'll take them out to like I was going to say Hattie Jane's over there on the square, or
go to Simply Pure Sweets and just,
that's right, get them a cookie. So we'll swap it for a cookie. So, well, good deal. Well, Heather, what else should we have asked you about for Walk My Dog that we didn't?
We do separate it into categories when they're logging miles, mm-hmm. don't we? Like the age of the dog,
That's correct.
Do seniors different? So there's different categories. We haven't talked about that.
So when you go online to register, you will select your dog's breed, size, and age, and your age. And that way, honestly, listen, folks, we want everybody to be a winner. So we just made more categories. So we could
more and more categories that now. I have been impressed in years past. Some of our winners have been over 300 miles in 9 weeks. I mean, it's been amazing. And then I think last year, the top three race or registrants, walkers, I don't know the right word. The top three were separated by a total of 5 miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were all over 300 miles. I mean, it was coming down to the wire. Who's going to that last week? And we don't tell everybody. We can see it. We can track it. It is.
Yeah, we don't want to. We don't want somebody go out and run a marathon just so they can win. You're supposed to do it with walk your dog. It's not like if you're out running, it doesn't count unless you have your dog. And if you have a family that's walking, they can all win prizes, but they have to be on the walk with the dog. So the dog has to be a part of it.
Right.
So if Steven and I went walking together, we both could log the miles as long as Maverick was a part of that walk. So I will also say, it's not limited to dogs. It's just called the Walk My Dog Challenge. But if you want to take your cat on a walk, by all means, you may enter.
Take a picture.
Request the picture of that one.
And also, if you want to walk with your parrot, you may also do that. So we had one person 1 year that walked with a parrot
flying behind him.
Well, it was on a leash, and so it could fly.
Oh my!
Yeah, so and then he takes him on his bicycle, and it flies beside him while he's riding his bike.
That counts.
I totally count it. We totally count it. So it's good. Listen, we want everybody to be a winner. This is on the honor system, you know.
And we have a goal, right?
To the moon and back. Now,
well, for everyone's miles.
The goal this year, dreaming big, is 5,000 total miles.
5,000 total miles. Now, this is open to anyone in the world. Correct. If you are listening to this podcast,
you are in Greece. If you are our listener in Greece,
please,
please, please, please, we will send you an extra squeaky ball.
We will mail you your prizes. Okay. So if you're in Greece. I don't know how much the international shipping is, but we'll get it to you.
Hey, if you are our listener in Greece,
that's right? Oh. But we have had people in many states and in several countries.
California.
So please share this with your friends and let us get started. Also, but wait, there's more. If you are outside of Murfreesboro and you think this is a cool idea, we will share this with your veterinarian. And we have this whole, I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this that we've been refining this over the past 5 years. We will share this with your veterinarian. Let's start Walk My Dog challenges all over the United States. Let's do it.
Just like Stacy Stamps, I forgot what the Wichita clinic. Oh, shoot.
Start with A, Applebrook?
No,
that's not right.
No. This is horrible.
We will put it in the show notes.
We will put a link in the show notes that you should go to their Facebook page and just thank them.
Yeah,
because they're the ones who started it. She shared it with us 5 years ago, and we're all about sharing it.
And that's right. So we'll help other people. Well, Heather, thanks for joining us for this episode of the Family Pet Podcast. Before we let you go, you know, there is, I have to stop. You're going to share a fun fact. And what do we say? The purpose of the fun fact is to do what? Help people win trivia night.
Oh, yes. Good point. Okay. Good segue.
Or at least impress their friends and family. The Walk My Dog Challenge is from April 29th to June 28th. And then we celebrate together at the big dog party.
The big dog party.
That's right. And it is on July the 13th. That's our awards day. So that's when we will pass out the awards and give out the all the swag that you win. That day, the party is at 11:30 here at Family Pet Health. At 12 o'clock, we are having a trivia day. So it's a trivia luncheon. We're going to have a food truck here. You can buy a ticket, and it's to raise money for the Nick Project, which is a foundation that was started in honor of Nick Oliver, who is a former student of mine. He was tragically killed in a construction accident after he graduated high school. His family, to keep his memory alive, started a foundation that provides scholarship money for students that are going to trade school. And we're doing a trivia luncheon here that day, and it's going to be on July the 13th. So you can come by and pick up your prizes. You can buy a ticket for trivia night or trivia lunch, and it'll be a lot of fun. The Justice Smokin' is the food truck vendor. And so you'll get a plate of food, and then you can play trivia with your friends. So I will tell you that if you are a longtime listener of the Family Pet Podcast, some of the questions for the trivia event are going to come directly from the Family Pet Podcast. So go to at the end of every episode. You can skip through the whole thing. Just go to the end of the episode to find out what our guest's fun fact is. So Heather, as today's guest, what is your fun fact for our curious pet parents out there?
Okay, so I like dogs, but I also like horses.
Okay.
So my fact has to do with horses and dogs. What dog can run faster than a horse?
Over what distance?
It's a sprint.
A sprint.
A sprint.
An elk hound. No. They're like a gazelle.
There are racetracks.
That's true.
Horse racing, and then certain locations have greyhound racing.
It is a greyhound. It is a greyhound, but greyhounds can run faster than a horse.
There you go.
That's my fun fact.
It is. I love watching the pictures of them running, that running right at the camera.
Have you ever seen a greyhound puppy? You have?
Yes.
They're like a unicorn.
Okay. How about an Italian greyhound puppy?
Well, those I've seen.
Oh, you
have? I'm talking about like a real racetrack greyhound. You've seen one of those?
Yeah.
I would be interested. I wonder what's going to happen to
when they shut down
all the racetracks. Are we going to have greyhounds anymore? We see lots of greyhounds. No.
I know.
Have to track race dogs. Yeah. Anyway. Well, that's for another episode, perhaps. It's a whole nother episode. Well, this is the end. This has been a long episode. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Family Pet Podcast. Go out and register for the Walk My Dog Challenge.
FamilyPetHealth.com/walkmydog. Registration is open now.
Share it with a friend. And until next time, stay curious.
The Family Pet Podcast is a podcast for curious pet parents, where we believe the more you know about pet health care, the better pet parent you can be. The Family Pet Podcast is a production of Family Pet Health, PLLC, and is recorded in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The statements made as a part of this show should not be taken as an establishment of any form of a veterinary client-patient relationship. All comments are for entertainment and educational purposes only, and you should reach out to your local veterinary partner before taking any action on anything that you've heard here today. We hope that you will share this podcast with a friend, and it would mean so much to us if you would take a moment to leave a review and follow wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Show notes, links, and videos to accompany today's show can be found at thefamilypetpodcast.com.